You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Your death is their goal. Part of John Bowne's report that I come back when stations join us in 5 minutes with the rest of the news. Please stay with us and share the live links. The Bioweapon Lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the new world order.
Well, a handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us and checkpoints and stay at home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. All over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nests. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. Oh, you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Now is the time to think what history would say about this crisis. And now is the time for all of us to define our own role. What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity?
But it's big corporations saying, we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the earth because the carbon is evil. Even though all life on this planet is carbon-based. So Agenda 21's been going on for 30-something years. Since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush.
The world has an opportunity to unite around a strong global agreement.
Obama said he agreed it. The Senate didn't go along with it. Agenda 2030, you should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing the opposite. So you want somebody to stand up against the globalists. You want somebody to fight the new world order. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. It's Sunday, July 7th, 2024.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I'm on a mission to never forget. 3,000 people that I've never met. We want the matches and all that we get. Some kind of shit about a terrorist threat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and I am your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here with you. Now, I want to shift gears into other big subjects. I got more on Trump, more on the election. I'm going to get into the hurricane. I'm going to get into Russia and the big developments there with Ukraine. I'm going to get into just so much more, the big European elections coming up. But I wanted to air a compilation clip two, dealing with the history of what they've done to us and how they're about to try it again. So here is this important clip.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." Don't let it dominate your life?
In terms of responding to a comment like that, it's gross.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I can't come in, Mom. It's because of this flu thing.
We won't be free of this pandemic until we listen to the acknowledged truth. Listen to the scientists.
Science is truth.
You know, science is truth.
What is the impact to public health when people are openly questioning the science?
Now is the time to do what you're told.
By not hearing the truth, by not listening to the scientists, they are prolonging how bad the economy will be.
When I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I instantly think, you are a threat, or you are selfish, or you are a COVID denier, and you definitely haven't been vaccinated.
You don't wear a mask, get the fuck out.
What does this have? Are you vaccinated?
I am triple vaccinated.
So why are you wearing a mask?
Seek out the scientists and listen to their advice.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to the scientists.
Trust the experts.
We're going to trust science. We're going to trust the experts.
Parents who say, well, I need to do my own research, makes you think of that cartoon I saw of the tombstone that said, I did my own research.
Republicans have given their voters license to believe whatever they want to believe.
Heard somebody saying, listen to the scientists, do that.
Let's listen to the scientists.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences. Renee, what are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Come on! Tase
somebody over a mask. Tasing this lady over not wearing a damn mask.
If some jerk exposed my mother to COVID because they didn't want to wear a mask, I would want to kill them.
We can watch the experts, but we shouldn't be listening to Trump, a non-medical professional.
Well, the answer is listen to Bill Gates. Bill's right about a lot of things, and he's a steep learning curve in global health.
And we're really seeing just how important it is to follow science.
Yes, yes, exactly, and we need to listen to scientists.
The idea that people are questioning the science behind the vaccine.
The science checks out. Even if you don't believe in the science, you think you're tough enough and you're healthy enough and you're young enough, the scientists were right all along. Eventually, the science catches up with you.
Are we doing more harm than good by questioning the science behind J&J?
Trust that vaccine.
Trust the experts.
Listen to the medical experts.
Trust the experts.
If you don't understand the science, you don't know what you're fighting.
Just let the experts speak.
So maybe you should just shut up right now.
You don't want to take advice from your golf buddy or from your aunt. You want to listen to the scientists.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
You see the ultimate effects of what happens when you don't listen to the scientists.
This isn't about being scared. This is about scaring us straight.
Science, science, and science. Only listen to the scientist.
If we follow the science, imagine, instead of staying locked up in their rooms, they're able to hug their grandchildren.
This isn't about freedom. It's about freedom for your neighbors.
You can give each other a hug as long as everyone is fully vaccinated.
Listen to the scientists like the rest of us.
We have to listen to the scientists.
We'll listen to the scientists.
Every scientist, every expert, listen to the experts.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 These MAGA Republicans who are maybe, democracy is something they don't look at it the same way you and I look at democracy.
Now, the reason I take time out almost every show to play one of those clips is because the same global corporations that created the fear, created the virus, created the poison shot that's killed 35 million people now, they're planning to do it again. They've been admitting that. Oh, don't worry. We got a new pandemic. You're going to submit to us. That's the jewel in the crown of world government is viruses for control. So I harp on this because they don't want this discussed. Remember, it came out the White House, the CIA, the FBI were involved censoring during all this. They were going to keep this going forever. We beat them on this. And we've got to continue to go back and expose that because that controls the future. We're very close to Fauci being indicted. We're very close to Peter Daszak being indicted. And when those dominoes fall, the entire stinking evil house of cards comes down. Now, back to the political news, and then I'll get to the other news. It's all political at the end of the day. Trump mocks Biden, encourages him to stay in race amid Democrat calls to drop out. Now, Trump is using reverse psychology there. Trump got caught last week. In fact, I sent this to you guys, but I sent it like Friday, so it wasn't my list. Trump calls Biden an old, broken-down pile of crap. And it's him on a golf cart. Pull it up, because I didn't see it in my list. I know I sent it. I put it on my X account, Real Alex Jones. Trump calls Biden a broken-down pile of crap. And Trump pulls up to give tips to the greenskeepers, because he doesn't just give tips to his caddy. He just hands out $100 bills everywhere. It's well known. And he pulls out a stack of hundreds, starts handing them out. And that's the headline you search for. Trump calls Biden a broken down pile of crap and Kamala Harris an effing joke. And the left said, oh, you should resign over this. No, he'll say it publicly. But the point is, yeah, there it is. Trump calls Biden broken down and claims he quit 2024 race in leaked video. So, again, Trump thinks, and he says it in the video, he goes, Kamala is even easier to beat than Biden. I hope Biden steps down. He goes, in fact, I hear he is, which is the intel I told you last week, too. We're getting some of the same intel. But a lot of the campaign folks that I agree with, partially, I'm not saying they're totally right, have said he's overconfident about Kamala and how stupid she is, but she's a new face and has less baggage and can read off a teleprompter. So Trump is using reverse psychology here. Trump mocks Biden, encourages him to stay in the race amid Democrat calls to drop out. Now, he's doing that so when the Democrats hear that he wants Biden, that's how Trump's brain works, they will then go get rid of Biden and he'll have Kamala. I'm not saying he's made a mistake. I'm just saying that I don't think we know there. So that's a very, very, very important clip. Let me know when you get that, guys, okay? Just go to X. You type in Trump, broken down pile of crap, or go to my X from Friday, and it's on The Real Alex Jones. We're going to play that clip, or I'll find it if you need it. If you guys can't find it, let me know. I understand. I will find it. I will give it to you. But I did send it. All right, continuing. Trump Fundraising Committee teases first event with vice president pick at GOP convention. They're going to have the event July 17th, where Trump will announce his VP, and the word is he's narrowed it down to three people, J.D. Vance, Ben Carson, and one other. Trump granted delay in classified documents case for another month because of all the fraud coming out and the falsification of evidence. The big question is Ben Carson the next VP pick? I think he'd be a great one. He's trustworthy. He's smart. You guys just popped my ear, but I didn't hear what you said. Clip ready. All right, here is the clip of Trump.
What did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, amazing.
Kicked that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep, I got him out of the race. Wow. And that means we have Kamala. Wow. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
I just can't imagine.
But can you imagine that guy with dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man.
Right.
A very tough guy, and they see him, they probably, he can't, but if they just announce he's probably quitting.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just keep knocking him out.
But let's talk about, good job, crew, find that so quick. Let's talk about the deep state, which is the permanent bureaucracy and big tech and the media and their lies. Remember they denied all this? Well, look at this. Former FBI and Twitter lawyer Jim Baker joins election task force advocating for social media censorship, and the Democrats are calling for deep fakes of Biden being young and smart. Now, this is a really important article I want to hit, and I want people to give me attention on this, okay? And I meant to play this last week. I had it on Wednesday before I took off 4th of July the next day. But the head of the Heritage Foundation, who used to be milquetoast, but now people are so awake they can be hardcore, which is good. We start to win. We expect to see that. Comes out and says, we're in the middle of the second American Revolution. Hopefully the left isn't violent. It'll be bloodless. So we're in the middle of the second American Revolution. Hopefully the left won't be violent and it'll be peaceful. The entire media then spun that. Type in Heritage Foundation head talks about revolution. It's everywhere. Because I go through these articles and wish, oh, I wish I had this clip. I know I sent it Wednesday. It's not the crew's fault. I didn't send it again today. But you all heard the clip. It's been all over the news. I just love to show you something. I'm not like the media, the corporate media, the enemy of the people that just says, Alex Jones says, you know, kill all the Mexicans like the ADL did 10 years ago. And I threatened to sue them. They retracted it. Or Trump hates all Mexicans. Where's the clip? Yeah, there's the headline. Heritage Foundation president raises alarm with cryptic threat. Heritage Foundation head talks about second American Revolution. And notice, put the headline back up. They have it in quotes. Him, he said peaceful. Bloodless if the left allows it to be. So why is this story important? Trump doesn't control or run a lot of stuff, obviously. He's an executive. He just gives out policy. But there are people in his administration that started this 2025 project. The Heritage Foundation is milquetoast Republicans. They're good. They're getting better. They fund Tucker Carlson, who's doing a great job. These are good people, okay? They're not even hardcore enough. I'm not saying Tucker isn't. I'm saying the Heritage Foundation is not. Trump hears there's a firestorm on CNN, MSNBC, all the corporate channels, and he comes out yesterday, and says, I don't know who the 2025 group is, and I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't endorse them and I don't run them. So he hears heat on this Heritage Foundation full commitment with a Trump plan that I've read. It's 90 pages long. It's most of it's excellent. I mean, I would say it makes the Heritage Foundation go from like a C- to an A+, in my view. It's got a lot of great common sense ideas. And the Heritage Foundation head says we're in the middle of the second American Revolution, and it's going to be peaceful. The Democrats don't get violent. Totally real comment. And Trump gets told by his advisors and people who really just don't want competition in his new White House that goes on. Oh, God, these are radicals, sir. You've got to come out and distance yourself. No, do like TPUSA did and invite me to their big event. That's what the public wants. Stop letting the Democrats dictate your response. Stop letting the Democrats control what you say by, oh my God, it's totally evil. Trump wants to support a controlled border. Trump doesn't run away from that. Why do we run away from that? Stop letting them define the debate. Did you guys find the Heritage Foundation clip? Because you just go to X and you type in Heritage Foundation Revolution and it'll bloop right there. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows it was said. I'm not going to obsess. It's okay. So that's just add it in post. We're going to upload this later to Man.Video and X. Damn it, add it in post. We'll have that. So that's where we are, is the institutional cowardice of the Republican Party. That, oh my God, CNN attacked us. Good. You should do whatever they attack because that's what they fear. They're attacking Trump all the time. Do we run away from Trump? They're attacking me all the time. Do we run away from Alex Jones? They're attacking Tucker Carlson all day. Do we run away? Oh God, we're being attacked by our enemies. We better quit. I mean, the milquetoast interview of the head of the Heritage Foundation is like, we're in a revolution. We hope it's peaceful. That's what America is a revolution. That's in the Declaration of Independence. That makes perfect and total sense. I'm going to find the clip. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. I will find the Heritage Foundation clip right now. We start playing the Jeopardy music, ladies and gentlemen. Do, 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 do. I'm just going to try. I'm going to try Trump Revolution. I bet we have the clip, ladies and gentlemen. I know. Wait 30 seconds. You got it downloading it. I got a rule here. And this is kind of a thing. If I send clips on a Thursday, I need them on a Sunday. And it's okay. But I will always show you a clip. I will not sit here and tell you there's a clip and not show you the clip. Did I tell you Fauci said, don't worry, we'll be able to get rid of Trump with a new pandemic that's going to hit imminently? I'm going to show you the clip. Or if I tell you Joe Biden said blacks are super predators and that black men should basically all be put in prison, I'm going to show you the clip. I've shown it many times. I want to show you the clip. I want to show you the clip. Show 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 the clip. Here it is. Start it over. Oh, my God. Start it over. Oh, my God. I'm about to get it. Clip. Give me the clip.
In spite of all this nonsense from the left, we are going to win. We're in the process of taking this country back. No one in the audience should be despairing. No one should be discouraged. We ought to be really encouraged by what happened yesterday. And in spite of all of the injustice, which, of course, friends and audience of this show, of our friend Steve, know, we are going to prevail. That Supreme Court ruling yesterday on immunity is vital. The reason that so many anchors on MSNBC, for example, are losing their minds daily is because our side is winning. And so I come full circle in this response and just want to encourage you with some substance that we are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
Which is totally true. The guy, it's the Heritage Foundation, Trump. And again, Trump's really smart. He's got good instincts. He doesn't understand Republican machinery. They come to him with a 2025 initiative and go, sir, and I saw the articles, they used some aide that was part of it to confuse him, and they go, sir, his other aides that want all the power, they're going to lose the country doing that. Sir, there's an upstart group saying things about revolution and violence in your name. You need to decry them. Trump's like, who are they? What? Well, sir, they're bad people. Okay, let me put out a post on True Social that, I don't know who you are. I'm not saying you're bad. I wish you luck, but I'm not with you. Now, they'd have come to him and said, sir, the Heritage Foundation is totally behind you and has a big battle plan to defeat the globalists and take over the country. We finally are winning. The establishment Republicans are now joining us. He'd go, well, that's great. But instead, they don't want the Heritage Foundation involved in the second administration. It all goes down to this chicken BS, man. Because I've read the 90-page report. You know who bankrolls Tucker Carlson? Those guys. You think they woke up? Think they're hardcore? They've been waiting for us to get hardcore. I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, but when I see Elon Musk joining us, I'm not going to go, oh, God, screw Elon Musk. He reached 200 million people a day plus exposing that he's calling for Fauci's arrest, for God's sakes. He's calling for the Epstein list to be released. Well, he's not been perfect in the past. Oh, shut up. This is what victory looks like. People want freedom. They want prosperity. They want security. And then we start winning, and Elon Musk and the Heritage Foundation sound just like me. These policies will destroy the New World Order. The New World Order is openly coming after Elon Musk now and the Heritage Foundation. And the articles didn't say Heritage Foundation. Some unknown group called 2025, it's just a giant report they put out and tens of millions they spent to do it and sponsor, you know, me going on Tucker Carlson's show. That's who bankrolled that to get me out there. And then they sit there and go, well, yeah, the Heritage Foundation is now sponsoring Alex Jones. That shows their New World Order. What? I mean, you know, it is just, not they're not sponsoring me directly. What I'm saying is they're sponsoring Tucker. Just think about this. Just use your heads, people. But see, the Republican establishment cuts and runs, and Trump is surrounded by these people. Great job, crew. Sorry I'm ranting.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The
future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They declared war on us. They're attacking us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Down the rock on their heads. Old-fashioned artillery. Genius. There they are, the American people waking up. The people of the world waking up as well. Big news across the board, coming up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Humanity was asleep. Humanity was in a coma. The enemy was winning. Now we're awakening. And now the real fight for the future of humanity is here. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Rock you like a hurricane. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with all the other great broadcasters like Owen Troyer, Harrison Smith, Chase Geyser, and so many others. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, resisting worldwide. All right, Hurricane Beryl is barreling in. Supposed to make landfall sometime tomorrow in Port Aransas, Texas, and careen right over Houston. And here's what I've got to say about the situation. Every time there's a bad weather event, the left says it's global warming, and people that are awake say it's weather control. Now let's talk Turkey. In 1978 and 79, there were two different UN world treaties on weather modification and control. I could play you, but I've already played it probably 300 times. So I'm a little neurotic about always showing a clip. Fine, I'm doing it again. I can't help it. I have to. The OCD's taking over. I need to be OCD. Pull up, CIA director admits
chemtrails, weather weapons. It's like an hour-long C-SPAN thing before the last year of Obama, but he says it. John Brennan, globalist par excellence, he says, yeah, we're controlling the weather. We're doing a geoengineering spraying. We add the chemicals to the jet fuel. The companies aren't even involved, and we're dimming the earth. And BBC reports the earth's 27% darker than it was in 1980 than it is now. Look it up. Everything I say, you just write down. The crew just sits there as I say this, just pulls it up. Just type it in. Just do it. Just do it. I'm not lying to you. Don't believe me. Just check it out. Sometimes I get a number flipped or something wrong, you know, 5% of the time, but we're trying to tell the truth here. Big difference. We're not trying to lie. And so I, when it was declassified 15, 16, 17 years ago, God, time flies. And the father of U.S. weather weapons was exposed in a good way in Fox News. Ben Livingston. In World War II, he'd already flown a whole bunch of missions bombing enemy targets. But then as a officer, the last year, he was the first person to fly aircraft into hurricanes and typhoons. And again, a typhoon is in the Pacific, a hurricane is in the Atlantic or the Caribbean. And one turns one way, one turns the other. It's like the Northern Hemisphere, toilets go clockwise. Southern Hemisphere, they go counterclockwise. Well, typhoons get up to 170 miles an hour. Hurricanes get up to 150 miles an hour. But the issue here is that we've always had them. All the ancients wrote about them. And actually, we've had not a very busy hurricane season for over 15 years, 16 years. Now, though, they're starting to intensify. And the corporate media says, you know, polar bears can't swim and all this other BS. And, you know, everybody's dying and the ice caps have melted. None of that's true. But every time there's a hurricane, they say, this is man-made by you because you've got a gas-powered stove, you've got a fireplace, you've got a diesel truck. You're bad. You're the man-made global warming. You did it. Meanwhile, we have this giant, huge Department of Energy. That's just one of the funds. That's up to $10 billion a year because the programs admit it. They just don't give the details of geoengineering and aerosol spraying campaign. There it is, CIA director on the geopolitical risks of climate geoengineering. And now they admit Bill Gates is captaining it and they got all this stuff going on. But the point is, Ben Livingston, by the early 1960s, commanded this giant weather control operation, and he flew aircraft into hurricanes off the coast of Florida more than 10 times. This was declassified. And I called him before they told him, don't talk to me. Flew him from the Panhandle. He was already like 90 years old. I think he's alive now. Unless he's 105 or 107. He came here with his wife, did the interview. Just type in Weather Wars, Alex Jones, Ben Livingston. We've reposted it on X. We should repost it. It's an amazing two-hour interview. Video interview. And then I called him a month later. He said, come back on. He goes, no, I got called by the Pentagon. I can't come on. And I know it's declassified, but I can't talk to you. It hung the phone up on me. But I got him to the Radisson in Austin and interviewed him in his hotel room before they got to him. And he admitted how they would take the Ho Chi Minh Trail with no clouds in the sky and in a day have thunderstorms dumping 5 feet of water on the Viet Cong. But he said by the early 1960s, they had it certified, the Pentagon, Stanford Research Institute, and DARPA, that they could, now listen to this, watch the interview, create hurricanes, weaken hurricanes, kill hurricanes, and the most important part, steer and control them. So they could kill them, they could create them, they could make them stronger, weaker, they could steer them. So because that exists, and there's all this geoengineering, all this weather modification, because the government says chemtrails don't exist. Well, that's a layman's term. But geoengineering, terraforming does. They go, oh, that's just ice crystals. We all grew up. Until the mid-90s, a jet flew over. It would leave ice crystals, and they would disappear in like a minute. You'd watch it form, and you'd watch it disappear. Children are growing up watching when they're not adding additives added to the fuel that the engines put out. They aerosolize the nuclei to create the nuclei to form the cloud banks. Some days, none of it's happening. It's not just atmospherics. They're not doing it then. Other times, they are doing it. And the companies just take the jet fuel they're given. They've only got four or five big jet fuel makers, and they put it in there, and they add the barium salts, the aluminum dioxide, the other isotopes. Some of them are nuclear, atomic, radioactive. And they spray it on us. So I don't know if this hurricane coming to Texas is steered or not, but I know Houston has been hit with record floods in the last 3 years in a row, and now a hurricane is barreling down on it right now. Just a few months ago, it blew out hundreds of buildings' windows. They had 120-mile-an-hour winds. The average was 80 miles. Never before seen. So there's something going on, and it's not because cows are farting, and it's not because any of that. It is because the atmosphere is being jacked with and is admitted. So to sit there and say, oh, you can't say it can be weather weapons, when they admit this is all going on, is preposterous. And the CIA director's like, well, we do have this technology, but we got to really be careful because other governments get mad. Well, that's why they keep it secret. But the Chinese are in the news clearing the skies for their parades. The Russians do it. You know, small companies can take, you know, you pay them and they make sure it snows to give snow at the ski resorts. So this is a real thing. And this is a microcosm of how the world works, where we're like children and don't know they've got mRNA before they rolled it out. It was around 30 years ago. Or we don't know about all these advanced technologies that are in the literature, but the public basically isn't told. So people hear about this and think that's crazy. It's like I was on air 25 years ago talking about mainstream MIT documents about animal-human hybrids being grown in cows' uteruses at military bases. And people called in and said I was crazy. I confronted on the street. I'm like, I've got MIT's own document admitting this. But the public, one guy at a pizza place, I remember the night my first wife broke water on my son, who's 21 today, 21 now, and I'm getting a pizza to take it home, and this guy taps me on the shoulder and he says, I got a biology degree and you're a liar. There's no humanoids growing in cows. And I turned around, and the guy was in my face. I said, hey, first off, he tapped me hard. It was in my face. I said, back off. I said, when did you get your degree at UT? And he goes, 1978 or something like 1970, whatever it was. And I went, dude, I'm not going to talk to you. You're drunk. Get out of my face. And he kind of got in my face again. I just pushed him back. Like, kind of fell on the table. I was like, yeah, I'm about to beat your ass. But the point is that just because the public doesn't research this doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You can go look up human-animal hybrids and find articles 30 years ago now. It's everywhere. Human-animal hybrids gestating, that means in uterus, at military bases across America. Wired magazine, 8 years ago. Look it up. Just type in animal-human hybrids gestating at military bases across the U.S., MIT. So, yeah, that's quite an abomination right there. That's a monkey-pig hybrid. So this is all going on, and we have to admit this is happening. So that's why I raised this, because I'm right here in Austin, and for us it'll be some great rain. But for Houston and the central and eastern coast of Texas, it's going to get hit by a major hurricane in the next 6, 7, 8 hours. And then we can show the hurricane track overhead shot, please. Texas coast braces for looming hit by Beryl, which is expected to regain hurricane strength. Beryl to target Texas next with flooding, rain, strong winds, and storm surge. And then voluntary evacuation. We can show some video of that. Order issued for west end of Galveston Island ahead of Beryl. And then look at this. Here's the track. Comes right in just south of Houston, turns and goes through East Texas, and then shoots off across the Midwest into the East Coast. So we'll see what happens with that. My point is we have to really ask ourselves, is this a weather weapon? Because it's going on. And the crew did find the clip, which they did a great job finding so quickly. Here's the CIA director, outgoing at the time. How many years ago is this? Trump got in almost 8 years ago. This was about a year before Obama left. So this is, what, 9 years ago? Here's the CIA director kind of slowly letting us out like a fart in church.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
What's it already doing?
As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now, I could go on and on and on and on about the things that fascinate me, but rather than talk about them, I thought I'd stop here.
All right, so they use climate change. Oh, we're going to ban your cows, ban fertilizer, sterilize kids. It's all to save the earth. And, oh, we're doing this to save the planet right now, but other countries can't know about it because they'll get mad. And they found the video. PrisonPlanet.tv presents Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons and weaponized weather. In fact, let me ask Chase Geiser. He's coming up in like 8 minutes. But Chase, when you get off tonight, after the next 2 hours, get the Ben Livingston interview and say, see the censored father of weather weapons expose geoengineering. Or see the father of weather weapons expose geoengineering. What incredible intel you're going to get, because this is going on. And we should debate this. We should talk about this. We should know this. Because they can jack with the weather while they cut off the resources and say the weather did it, or they can make the weather do it. But the weather is being manipulated. We'll show some of the B-roll. Already the storm surge hours ago on Texas coast is huge. People should get to higher ground. They should take it very, very seriously because this is a major hurricane. All right. Now, let's move on here to some good news. Putin calls for complete end to Ukraine war while meeting with another European leader, Viktor Orban. And he said, listen, NATO started it 11 years ago. They made us respond. As long as they will stop shelling 100% Russian citizen areas in the east, we, and as soon as they will move out of those areas, which is a tiny sliver of Ukraine, that they won't join NATO, which the Pentagon already said they weren't, but now they admit they are, we will leave them alone. Orban meets Putin in Moscow. I'll play these clips tomorrow. And says, hey, we've heard President Trump. He says he wants peace. We believe it's sincere. We want that too. We're ready to end it right now. And Trump can end it because the U.S. runs it all. Bombshell. New York Times exposes details of war crimes by American-led volunteer force in Ukraine of U.S. soldiers and foreign troops committing massive war crimes. Read the article at Infowars.com. Another big article out of Politico. The world wasn't ready for Trump in 2016. It's not making that mistake this time. They go on to say Brussels and NATO have Biden signing a deal for hundreds of billions of dollars for the next 10 years, $60 billion a year at least, outside of Trump with a deal already signed. Trump can reverse that. We're talking about a bigger budget per year than the U.S. Marine Corps going to Ukraine. In Brussels, NATO officials have devised a plan to lock in long-term military support for Ukraine so that a possible Trump administration can't get in the way. Oh, don't get in the way. Oh, our evil, proud, gosh, can't let an elected official get in the way. In Turkey, officials were reviewing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 policy roadmap for clues into Trump's designs on Syria. In Atlanta, Austin, and Lincoln, Nebraska, top ministers from Germany and Canada have met with Republican governors to shore up relations on the American right. Oh, the UN and NATO is involved in our politics. You got to go read this whole article because I read all this. This is insane. Foreign NATO. I remember 6 years ago, Wall Street Journal said, we're about to ban Alex Jones. And I read the 30-page article, and it said, at a NATO meeting in whatever the German city was, it was Berlin, the decision's been made to ban Alex Jones. And then we're going to, I'm not trying to bring my name into this. I'm in the article. We're going to put Assange in prison and shut down Jones, and then no one will oppose us, and then we'll censor everybody, and then NATO will get involved and control America. You're like, why does that work? Because it's an agency outside of America without congressional oversight, just like they used MI6 to spy on Trump and create the dossier that he's being pee-peed on. Like Trump's going to go to Moscow and have women piss on him. A, Trump is a neat freak and is into that. B, why would Trump go and be peed on in Moscow in a hotel room knowing he's being set up? It's not just preposterous. It's impossible. You think Trump runs around in rooms with women pissing on him? But that's what MI6 put out. Funded by Hillary, the DNC. They use foreign groups to do it because they can get away with it. All right, I'm out of time. I didn't get into the elections in Europe and what that really means. I'll cover it tomorrow if we're blessed enough to be here, 11 a.m. Central. Please support us. Please support our sponsors. We got a huge sale going at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The 1776 Super Sale is now live, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, selling out, 40% off. Vaso Beats, does the same thing as Nitric Boost, 40% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. Winter Sun, 40% off. Probiotic Fiber, 60% off. And it goes on and on and on. Vitamin Real Fusion, selling out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, Turbo Force, Center Clean Energy, selling out all the nano silver products. 57% off. The sale's going to end this week on 30 parts per million colloidal silver, silver bullet. 57% off. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. You want to support the fight for the future? You want to be in the fight, get great products at the same time? Make the decision to join the fight now. I can't make it for you. You got to make it. drjonesnaturals.com. But whatever you do, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and share it. Whatever you do, tune in to the next 2 hours because Chase knocked it out of the park. Last Sunday, he takes over now. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Brain Force Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was Brain Force Plus, which is the capsule version of Brain Force Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than Brain Force Plus. But the first time I ever took Brain Force Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So Brain Force Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than Brain Force Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy Brain Force Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, Brain Force Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind. that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen, because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.